You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Last week, we had to put on our seatbelts because we had a lot to say. And we're going to continue along those lines. And what I want to just take a brief moment to remind you of what we were talking about. We were talking about that very early on when I started coming to this church, Pastor Kurt taught us that you need to actually settle what the will of God is. You need to know what the will of God is, and then you need to find scriptures to stand on that pertain to the thing that you say that you're believing for. Because if you say that you're believing for something, but you do not know what scriptures you are standing on, then you are not actually standing on the word of God. You've created this wish and hope instead of a firm expectation. And faith, we want you to build your hope. We want you to have hope. Do you understand? Because faith only produces the things that you hope for. And so if you say, I just don't want to get my hopes up, the problem with that is that your faith has nothing to produce. Because if you have no hope, then your faith cannot produce anything. And we found that the hope that we have needs to be birthed out of the Word of God, that we need to find the scriptures that give us a promise, and then we need to have an expectation of that scripture coming to pass in our lives, and then we find the scriptures, then we personalize the scriptures, and we lay hold of them for ourselves, right? And so then I threw myself under the bus, and I talked about how, I now take these eyeglasses as a fashion accessory, right? Because now that's blue, and this is blue, and so, like, I have a collection, right? And so when Jill had asked me, I look around, and we all believe that the word's true, and yet there's a bunch of us wearing eyeglasses. And yet the scripture says that Moses, when he died at 120 years old, that his life force was not abated, nor was his eyesight dim. So he had 20/20 vision at least, right? Or even better, we shoot for 20/20. But and so Minister Rose took that as a challenge. And she went and did exactly what I had just taught in the service. Now, what I taught was, because Pastor Kurt always told us, find 3 to 7 scriptures that you can apply to your situation and lay hold of. And then when you see it, you start to build an expectation. You start to speak the word over yourself, right? And then you have an expectation that it's going to come to pass. And so Minister Rose went and found 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for eyes. And then 5 for 4 for hair, because, she and I are also believing for luscious hair. So just for an example, here, Proverbs 20, verse 12, and she used the ESV version. It says, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made them both. And then she turned it into a confession that says, thank you, Lord, that you have made my ears to hear and my eyes to see. Amen. And so she took what we taught and then did homework. It's not a bad word, guys. And applied the word. And so now we have scriptures that we will be happy to email you if you email us at connect@reallifefl.com. Amen. Now, here's the thing. I know we have the word minister in front of her name, But she did this long before she was a minister. This is how she grew into becoming a minister, was because she would take the word that she was taught, she would go home, do homework, and apply the word of God to her life and grow and change. Now, understand, this is for every believer to do. Amen? That we all are being taught practical application truths that we can go home, we can get into the Word of God, we can research it, and there's online tools that are amazing now. I personally like to use BibleGateway.com, and that's one of my favorite tools, and you can do keyword searches, you can do topical searches, and you can research for yourself, because see, if we will apply the Word of God in our own life, now, and I'm not discarding, it's great that Minister Rose went home and did homework and the 2,000 scriptures that I have that Cal Ron can't keep up with, right? That's great that we do our homework, but the reality is every person needs to go and find the scriptures that are speaking to your heart, and you're welcome to the homework that we do. You're welcome to it. That's what our heart's desire is to perfect the saints for the work of the ministry, right? That's what we do. As pastors, teachers, apostles, evangelists, and prophets, that's what the fivefold ministry does, is we equip you for the work of the ministry. But see, then everybody's like, oh yeah, I'm equipped for the work of the ministry. Okay, so there's more to just getting it for ourselves. We get it for ourselves so that we can live it and then distribute it. Yes. Amen? Yes. Because our reach is far more outreaching. And it's great that it applies to our own personal life. And then as we live it, right, as we walk in the freedom, then we can teach others how to walk in the freedom. Amen? And I will promise you that the more that you learn and the more confidence that you have, the more that you will be able to teach. And the more that you teach, the more it'll become ingrained in you. Amen? Does that all make sense? All right, so for a quick review, we talked about that we had to have 3 to 7 scriptures to stand on, and there's nothing mystical or magical about those numbers. It's the purpose for us having scriptures to stand on, and 3 to 7 starts to establish, because the scripture says that in the 2 or 3 witnesses, every word will be established, right? So we want you to have at least 2, no less than 3. But the reason is, because the more that you see it in the Word of God, the more often you see it in the Word of God, the more convinced you will become, this is the will of God for my life. Yes. Now, you're not convincing God to do anything. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, and we looked at this last week, but we're going to look at it again, and you even just sang it. All of the promises of God are yes and amen to the glory of God through us. Right? So all of the promises, how many of the promises? But do you know the promises? So it's great that all of the promises are yes and amen, but if we don't know what the promises are, we can't walk in them. Right? And so we look and we read and we study and we apply it to ourselves, and we find God made this promise to us. And last week we gave a lot of scriptures that pertained to health. And we looked at it and we established it is the will of God for us to be healed. We established that God had provided healing long before. First of all, he never intended for sickness and disease to enter into the earth. That came with the fall of man. And then we saw that even in the blessing, when he offered the blessing under the law, he gave the blessing and then he gave the curse, right? And we saw in the blessing that your body would be blessed. And so we saw that when Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, he did that so that we would be an heir to for the seed of Abraham, right? So we laid hold of that as being a partaker of the covenant. And so we get all the blessings. And he redeemed us from the curse so that we don't have to walk in the curse. Now, there's a lot of scriptures, and we're not going to go backwards because you guys can go back and you can listen to the service. One of the things that Minister Curtis made mention of during the announcements is that you shouldn't be bored, right? That there is, and honestly, Pastor Kurt and I are trying to produce content for the YouTube page for Kurt Owen Ministries, and you can look at it. I think we're publishing it to the Facebook pages, and you can go to the websites and access it. but we're providing content so that we can focus, right? Because this is a time where there's a lot of distractions. And if we will focus on the Word of God, then while everybody else is falling apart, we can be built up. Amen. That we can be a lighthouse. And that we should be able to reach other people. And maybe you can't have physical contact with them right now because they're social distancing, being strongly suggested by the CDC, but we can be a light. Yes. Amen. And so we're trying to produce and provide this for you so that you have something to cling hold of. So if you don't have Facebook, then follow the YouTube page, Curto and Ministries, and you will be blessed. Amen. First thing I'm going to do is say, if anyone has never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that is the first step that we need to take. The first step that we take is to receive Jesus as our Lord, as our Savior, and make entrance into the family. And once we've made entrance into the family, the Word of God is able to transform us. We have a journey that we're on once we take the first step of accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to the message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. During these unusual times, Wednesday night services will be held live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to Real Life PSL and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Our Sunday services are being held here at the church as they always have been, as well as on YouTube. So, if you want to experience a live service in person, come on into our Sunday service. We would love to have you. Or, like we said, if you are more comfortable enjoying the Sunday service in real time on YouTube, simply go to reallifepsl.com and click on the Watch Live button. Either way, you will be fortified with the pure, rich Word of God equipped for today's life. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Curt Owen Ministries.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime.
Morningside Academy provides excellence in academic